B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:03, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
It's mild breaking news. Not exciting stuff.
That's my favorite sounder of the
day. I'm sorry. All right, I ruined it for you. Eli Manning will be starting on Monday night, not Daniel Jones.
What?
Daniel Jones is dealing with
That's actually big.
All right, well, I like to undersell things.
That's actually big. Eli?
Eli will be starting on Monday night. Very likely, according to head coach Pat Shurmur.
How do I feel?
I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
I'd rather face Daniel Jones.
Right, I don't like it either because how many times do you see a guy that's about to, you know, he's in the twilight of his career, he hasn't played all year, right, other than the beginning, comes back... gets a chance to start and feels great about it, right?
Yeah, I don't. He's playing now for contracts for other teams. I don't want this to happen at all. Not only that, he's had decent success sometimes.
I don't like that a little bit.
No, Grant, there's times where he looks like Eli Manning, but there's other times where he looks like Super Bowl Eli Manning against
the team. Like he could the Eagles could completely destroy him, or he'll win the game.
I was very confident facing a rookie quarterback. I no longer feel the same way.
What's the line?
They probably took it down. I'll check, though.
Yeah, well, I'm sure. But going into it, did you see what it was yesterday?
I did not, but I'll get you a number.
All right. Because I'm curious. It's either the Eagles win by, you know, double digits plus, you know, 20, or the come on, man. Eli Manning. Oh, my Lord. All right, we got Sammy back. Sammy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Sam.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Good, good. Let's talk a little Flyers, man. You got me excited.
We got to talk to Freeze, man.
How about that? Freeze.
Listen, man, I made it to my first game of the year last night. You're going to love this, right? So I get a text from a buddy halfway through my workday. He's got some sort of hookup with tickets. He's like, yo, I can get you and your girl to the game tonight. He sends me over the tickets. I'm super swamped at work, so I don't even look at them. We're walking into Wells Fargo, row 7, right
on
the Flyers bench, dude.
Oh, that's outrageous.
I mean, it was just like, I hadn't seen a hockey game that close since, like, high school. You know what I'm saying?
And it was naked. Like,
that's incredible, man.
When we walked in there and we're walking, and I was like, this is incredible. It was the first hockey game I've been to since last year when I sat up in the nosebleeds, which is where I usually sit. But it was something, man. I think this Flyers team, we're gonna have some fun playoff hockey at the end of the year, man.
And I agree with you. Listen. If Hart, it's all about Carter Hart, right? So
yes,
if Carter Hart, who was sensational last night, you know, 25 shots through the first two periods, he was terrific, right? If he can be who we think he is, they could shock us. They could shock the world.
I mean, and it's not even this year. It's the next, I mean,
yes.
They have a foundation.
Right, they're back.
Young.
Yeah.
And I love this new coach. I think, you know, you guys are talking Doug and it kind of brings me like, man, a new coach can really give some energy to a team, you know? It really
yes.
Can. So, I mean, I love this new coach. I love what the Flyers are doing. They're at the start of the year, I would say, you know, in the winter sports, it's Sixers 90%, Flyers 10%, but they got me so excited, man.
Yeah, they're fun, man. Oh, that's great. There's nothing better. Then, like, you're at work and you're running around. All of a sudden, you get the trip. Your buddy calls, yo, you want to go to the game? And you're like, yeah. And then you find out you're row 7?
Row 7, dude. Behind the bench.
Yeah, that's outrageous. It is. Man. Awesome. Happy, man. Great stuff, Sammy. Thanks,
good
buddy.
Talking,
so, last year, I got a buddy of mine who was in the building, big attorney guy. And he's got seasons forever. And he goes, you want to go to the game? I'm like, yeah. So he's got tickets on the glass. Now, all the events, I've covered a zillion games. I used to cover Blackhawks game at the old Chicago Stadium, which was awesome. And you had to go up. They had a press balcony. And you had to go up a catwalk to sit in the press balcony. So I've been in a zillion arenas, right? But I never sat on the glass in my life. I sat at great seats, whatever, never on the glass. And he goes, hey, I got the club membership. And I go, no, man, I don't want to leave. I want to be on the glass.
When you see the speed. And this is for pretty much every sport. But when you see the speed up close of these guys flying around, you know, they're 200 pounds and they're skating at like 15 miles an hour. It's incredible.
It really is. It really is. It's so ridiculous. And they got destroyed that night too.
Who'd they play?
I want to say, I'm trying to remember, was it Winnipeg? They lost like, I mean, it was a joke. It was like 8-1.
How many years ago was it?
It was last year.
Oh, okay.
Edmonton, maybe.
Oh, Winnipeg. Winnipeg was a good team last year.
I know, but I'm just trying to remember the game. It was early. I'm curious. I just want to look up the game by game. But
you look it up. One thing I've noticed with this team, a difference to last year at least, and the caller brought up with his, you know, he loves the head coach. Elaine Vigneault seems to enjoy winning. And as stupid as that sounds, so many of these hockey coaches stay stone-faced no matter what happens in the game.
They'll win games.
Elaine Vigneault has this big, giant smile on his face. And it's just a nice change of pace because if you're a player, I feel like, it, you know, if you go out there and you win in overtime or something, you turn around and your head coach is just still stone-faced, it's a little depressing. Like, what can I do to make you happy? Whereas Elaine Vigneault actually shows emotion and has a personality, and I think that players are going to gravitate towards it.
Yeah, it's a great point. It's a great, especially coming at how they, who they're coming off of.
Yeah, he was a robot.
Oh my God!
I thought John Stevens was a robot, but
dude, he never smiled. Like that's got to wear on you too, doesn't it?
I can't stand people with no personalities. It annoys me.
I mean, that's got to wear on you. A little bit.
I remember years ago when AV was, I think he was coaching for the Rangers at the time, and he was getting into it with the ref, and the ref gave him a warning. You know, one more, and I'm gonna give you guys a bench minor. So AV basically started just complimenting every single thing that the ref did. Icing call, that's a great call, sir. Offsides call, phenomenal call, sir. And it's like, you know, if you're a player, I'd rather play for that guy than a dude who's just standing there stone-faced the whole time trying to just act like he's emotionless. Because as a player, I'm going to gravitate towards the guy who's showing emotion.
Yeah.
I want to win for that guy.
I agree. I think you're dead right about that. By the way, you played the breaking sounder for Eli. Did you see this? There's a strong chance that Evan Engram plays, that he's back, and Golden Tate, that he's back.
I don't like this at all.
So they're going to have all their weapons back for the first time this season. And Eli's the quarterback. Oh, my Lord. Are you kidding me?
Nope, don't like that.
Oh, my God. We had the call yesterday go, do they win out? I was on a show this morning, and they asked me, do the Eagles win out? I'm like, how am I supposed to answer that? They just lost to the Dolphins. How can I say, in good conscience, they're going to win out?
You can't. They just lost to a team that's trying to lose.
That's the point. Like, you know, well, look who they're playing. I go, yeah. You know what? Yeah. Giants, Redskins, Giants. All right.
They just lost to the football version of the 2014 Sixers.
Exactly. How in the world can you say they're going to, with any, you know, we talk about that certainty. There's no way in the world I can issue that.
Sorry, they'll get like a mid pick in the teens.
Cornerback. I'm serious. If they lose to the Giants Monday, it's going to get hot around here.
I think it's already hot.
It'll get hotter. It'll get hotter for Doug.
Oh yeah. I mean, how long do you think?
Well, it'll get hotter.
How long do you think he's got? Because you know he's only going to get snarkier.
Yeah, if the Hawks start to lose it, yeah. You can see it now.
Yeah.
He becomes obnoxious Doug.
Yeah, he's frank.
And obnoxious Doug is not becoming. I had a guy tell me the other day, he's Super Bowl beer muscles Doug.
Well, you know, if you've played competitive sports, you'd know that obnoxious That's Doug right. is actually a good Doug.
All right, let's talk about, let's keep good Doug, but let's throw obnoxious Doug into the Bagster.
Love that.
All right? Well, let's do that. Because the Bagster can handle anything, even obnoxious Doug. That's right, the Bagster, the most convenient, affordable way to help with any of your home projects, any of your cleanups. It's the Bagster bag, a 3-cubic-yard dumpster in a bag that's sold at Home Depot, Lowe's, local home improvement stores, everywhere for just $29.99. It holds 3,300 pounds of waste. So that's a lot of obnoxious Doug right there you can handle. So whatever your fall cleanup plans are, maybe you're creating the holidays, you need to clean out some rooms, redo the bathroom, the garage, you name it, attic, remodeling, whatever it is, the Bagster bag can take the job on. Buy it, fill it, schedule your collection, poof, it's gone. No time limits, completely on demand. Go to thebagster.com to find a store nearest you for more details. This is Anthony Gargano telling you to clean up the Bagster dumpster in the back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11:23. Hey, coming up at, we'll do this at 1:30. We'll talk to Lappy and LaPerriere, who's always fun, and Flyer assistant coach. So we'll talk to Lappy at 1:30, talking about the kids and the real excitement. Look, between Sixers and Flyers, some of my fondest, like my greatest memories recent, if you go back to like the early 2000s, when the Sixers were in the playoffs and the Flyers were in the playoffs, and like you had that, like one day Sixer, one day Flyer, alternating back and forth. That's fun. Could be a great spring. And who knows, the Phillies. Now, just to bring this up because it's a part of the deal, the Phillies, according to Buster Olney and Jim Salisbury, are in on Zach Wheeler. Now, I'll take them. They need pitching.
I'll take you right now.
Right. But what I want Gerrit Cole. Like, I don't want to hear about money. Oh, you just had Harper, and Cole's going to cost the same type of thing. I don't care. You got it. You have a huge, huge deal with Comcast. You spent 10 years not doing anything, 7 years not doing anything. You got the money. I don't want to hear about the money anymore. Big mids, he's the billionaire with stupid money. Go spend it. All right? I don't care. You need pitching. And it's my fear. It's my Klentak fear. My Klentak fear is, we can do it. We can go get the upside with Wheeler.
Upside, he's 29.
I know. 2 dominant years he's had, right? 2 really good years.
I wouldn't even call him dominant.
They're good.
3.77.
Yeah, I mean, in fairness, I mean, he did second half of those seasons. He performed well, but why would you? It's just not like he's going to come cheap, right? He's going to cost you. Why are we messing around? Go get Gerrit Cole. Go get Gerrit Cole. You got Cole, Noel as your 1-2.
What I'm worried about is they sign Zach Wheeler to a 5 to 6 year contract for over $100 million.
I know.
And then they say, well, we can't go get Gerrit Cole because we can't get everybody.
Well, right. That's
why. Justify not signing Gerrit Cole.
Exactly. And that's a Klentakian type of move.
Agreed. And then they'll try to tell you, it'll sell you on the younger pitchers they've
got. Yeah, I don't hear it. Yeah, I don't hear about Spencer Howard.
This will be the year that Vinny Velo really turns on.
Right. I don't want to hear. The best thing about Joe Girardi is that Klentak goes into the Bagster. He's still there, but we don't have to hear him. You have to see him, and his fingerprints are not going to be on the games because Girardi won't allow him to impact his managing. He doesn't need it. Girardi's a student of the numbers. He's a smart guy. He's an engineer. He understands the role of analytics. He's not trying to reinvent the wheel also. But give him a fighting chance. Give him, he needs pitching. Give him Cole. You go into Cole Nola 1-2. All right. That's a playoff 1-2. That's a playoff 1-2 right there. You got to get that. They do have a lot of holes. I love the fact they didn't sign Franco and Cesar. And let Kingery play second. Go get D.D. Gregorius to play shortstop. And let Bone play third. And call it a day. You need one more outfielder.
I got Hazley.
You need another outfielder.
I like Hazley a lot.
A lot?
I'm a big Hazley guy, yeah.
Are you? I'm not.
Don't talk to me in 2 years when he sucks. When he's trash and you want to bring this up?
No.
I never heard of it.
I'm not in love with him, but, you know, I mean, I think he's a fourth outfielder. Do you think he's better than a fourth outfielder?
Yeah, I think he's a contributor.
Who is he?
Who is he? Good question.
Give me comp. Get in your eyes, Susie. Give me the comp.
I think when it's all said and done, he could be Michael Kadire.
Kadire? That gets you excited?
Kadire had some really good years.
He's all right. I mean, he was the jack of all trades. He could play every position.
Yeah, he could play third, outfield.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, Hazley can't play third. But
you remember there was a time when we wanted Kadire badly.
Oh, I wanted Kadire so bad.
Yeah, he was a rumor. And, you know, at that point, he was a decent ball player.
Then he ended up going to the Mets.
But I think you got to have you need an upgrade. It's mystifying.
They need Reese to tap into his potential.
Oh, big time.
If Reese with this coaching staff.
Big time.
If he cannot turn it on, then I'm out.
Dude, let me ask you a quick question, though. What is it in our lifetime the Phillies have developed how many great outfielders, like big power boppers?
Well, Pat Burrell.
Right. And that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on, man. You know, that's a joke.
I mean, Victorino wasn't a big power guy.
He was a Rule 5 guy.
But they developed him.
But he's a Rule 5. He wasn't, he wasn't from their system.
Well, not necessarily, because you know.
He came from the Dodgers.
Yeah. Well, they offered him back, and then they had to put him in AAA. So.
Okay, but he came from the Dodgers.
No, I know. But they offered him back, and he had to go to AAA.
Let me
have this one.
No, you can't have it, because he came from the Dodgers organization.
Yeah, no. But then he had to go to AAA.
Yeah.
I think we're both right on this one. Can we compromise?
No. Andrew in Orlando, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Andrew?
Good. How you doing today,
What's
man?
Up, buddy? How you feeling?
Not much. I'm good, man. It's a crisp 66 degrees down here. I got to put on a jacket today, you know?
Yeah, I feel for you.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Hey, just comment on Doug and wanted to see what you thought about this.
Uh-huh.
Because I've been trying to wrap my mind around it. Everyone's talking about Reich and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, watching this game, and it reminds me a lot of Chiefs, pre-Mahomes, and early Andy Reid era before they had burners like DeSean Jackson and stuff. I don't know if Doug is just reverting back to what he knows.
Like, yes, I've said it.
Coordinator for the Chiefs?
Yes, I've said it numerous times that this offense is the Alex Smith Kansas City offense. And that's when he was offense coordinator. And, you know, they came up with some nonsense that wasn't true about Doug calling plays down there in the fourth quarter, second half or whatever. Andy would never do that. But but that is the offense. The offense is an Alex Smith offense.
Yeah, it's disturbing. But I don't know if that's just because, you know, he's lacking the play callers or
is he a great offensive mind?
No, I don't think he is. I think he's a good leader. I think he can, I believe he can motivate people, but I think he needs to be surrounded by coordinators who know what they're doing, know how to play calls, call plays. Like, I don't know that Jim Schwartz needs to go. Ron Rivera would be a good replacement if he does, but yeah, they need to move on from Gro and a couple of these other guys, man.
Yeah, I feel you, Andrew. You know what it is, though? Like, we spent all this time talking about Frank Reich and John DeFilippo and these guys, and you're like, wait a second. Right. If the head coach is an offensive guy, why, and who played quarterback, who was around Brett Favre and who was around
right
Dan Marino and all the Doug. And listen, I feel bad saying this, but this offense isn't good enough. If he's that good, this offense is better. I'm sorry.
I can't argue with that.
You know? Thanks, buddy. Hang in there, man. By the way, Eagles opened at an 8.5 point favorite. It is now 9.5. The Eagles are a 9.5 point favorite?
Oh, wait, you don't see it?
No.
Yeah, neither do I.
Nine and a half?
I just looked. Now they're 10.5. No. I'm sorry, now they're 10. They're 10.
They're a 10-point favorite?
So I checked.
So interestingly, the move when Eli is announced the starter is in the Eagles' favor.
Well, so -10 is +106. So Vegas wants you to take the Eagles because +10 is -117. They're trying to like bait you.
No, because you can take them at 9.5, and you can say the same thing.
You could. These are facts that you're bringing up to me. But I can't.
I mean, I just think it's a high number for a team that came off losing to the Dolphins. Now, I guess the prevailing notion is, well, they're going to come back and beat the Giants, and that the line's telling you it's a blowout line. It's a blowout game.
They'll wake up. I'm just surprised because, as you said, they have all their weapons back. They have their veteran quarterback back.
Just put it this way. I would not lay it.
I'm not touching it.
That's a not lay it. No way.
I don't bet against my team, but if I was going to, Giants +10.
Yeah, I hear what you said. I wouldn't bet the Giants. Forget about it. If you were, you know, if you did that sort of thing, I wouldn't take the Giants either. That's a stay away, but I certainly wouldn't lay it. Carlos, Los, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say Los.
Yo, cuz, listen, you mentioned before replacing Doug Peterson with Matt Rhule. And I think you really have to do that for the simple fact that I don't see Doug improving as a coach. Cuz, and even in his press conferences, when he came in and he gave an explanation of when New England was playing Kansas City, and it made no sense, was just as bad as what the last press conference when he was talking about not taking the timeout. So I don't see any improvement in his coaching ability in the last 4 years. I don't see it improving in the next two, and you're going to miss out on the opportunity of getting a guy who fits perfect with this team.
Yeah, it's funny. They're not going to do that, and I understand, Carlos, that I'm the messenger here. And then we're having this conversation, and I'm close with Matt, but I try to distance myself and, you know, and look at it. He's really, really good. And you see it, Carlos. He's really relatable. He's got a lot of hardball qualities that I see in him.
Yeah, I mean, the thing that really scares me more than losing Matt Rhule to maybe somebody like the Cowboys or another team in our division is the idea that you're going to have Doug next year in a lame duck, you know, period. You're going to have a change in coaching staff in your offense and defense, and you're going to mess up Carson even worse because in 2 years you're going to have a new staff come in here.
Exactly.
And this quarterback's going to not know what weighs up.
Yeah, I know it sounds harsh, but I think if it's a business, everything you said he's right. If you believe there's someone out there that's better, you got to thank him for the winning the Super Bowl, and he gets 2 years severance, and see you later.
Yeah, you know, even if you want to say, you know, I don't know. Well, yeah, he's going to get paid. It's not like he's not going to get paid, so.
And he'll get a job. I could just say it, though. Like, he'll be here for two more seasons. Like, he's going to be here for two more seasons, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to languish, and then they're going to let go, and it's going to be like, wow, that's a shame. You know, we love you, Doug, but it didn't work out after the Super Bowl.
And then what you're going to have is you're going to have Carson 2 years removed, not improving any. And more importantly, on another point, Matt Rhule could, like, he's been in the college game, so he knows good college players, and he can help with the scouting. And he can say, okay, you know, that guy looks good on tape and college, but I don't think he's going to make it to the pros. And he can help out on that thing. I don't see any, you know, that's the second biggest problem we have is we don't draft well.
Yeah, I know. And I'll tell you this. Don't be surprised when Rhule goes to the NFL that there it's not a GM type of team.
Yeah.
So he goes to a team where he has a young GM that works with him.
And he's got a proven track record. I mean, in Temple, that was a languishing program that he made great. He went to Baylor. It was a mess. Now they're doing well. And I'm telling you, if they happen to get into the Final Four, which I doubt, but if they happen to get in the Final Four of you know, the college football, somebody's going to pick him up.
Yeah, it's somebody's already going to pick him up. He's probably going to go to Atlanta, is my guess. That's my guess, Carlos. Great talking to you, brother. Thanks, man. Appreciate it, buddy. Yeah, I mean, that's my guess, is if he goes to Atlanta. He's going to go somewhere. And he'll go somewhere, and I think he'll win. I'm telling you, I remember Harbaugh. When Harbaugh goes to the Ravens, everyone loved John. And you remember Belichick also originally was special teams, and then he was defense. But the special teams thing, where you know both sides of the ball, and you get guys, Harbaugh was a sharp dude. I remember thinking he's going to be a really good coach.
Do you remember when Andy Reid had his issues with his son and people were saying he should step down?
Yeah.
I called up this sports radio station.
No, you didn't.
Oh, yeah. I was a wide-eyed, cock-eyed optimist. And I said that they should hire John Harbaugh because of the fact they'd already moved him to defensive backs coach. And they moved him to defensive backs coach. We can get it on his resume because he wanted to move up. So I said, I'll just make him the head coach then. He's already familiar with everything.
He's a
future head coach.
Yeah, I mean, he's a hell of a coach, man.
So I got my 90 seconds. I was laughed at, and I went on my way.
He was. Well, you were right, because he's a terrific coach. I knew John real well, you could see he had a way to relate to everybody. And it's funny because he's so different than Jim. You know, he's as feisty, but he doesn't have that I'm the man type of that, like aura.
I know you couldn't see it because you were actually at the game. He's wearing these aviator sunglasses that I just wanted to shove up his, you get the idea.
Yeah.
And he's sitting there, his defense is getting torched by Ryan Fitzpatrick. And he's looking like a reject from Top Gun.
You're right.
And by the way, he's standing in the shade. He doesn't even need him.
Yeah, I meant Jim Harbaugh, not Jim Schwartz.
Yeah,
okay.
All right, yeah. So I went on a little tangent there. You're right, though. The difference is, it's like, John is the perfect mix, right?
Yeah.
And Jim goes too far.
Right.
Jim's the guy who you can only take in small doses.
And you know what's funny? Who said it? Was it Deion saying? It was Dez Bryant. And Dez Bryant said, now, I don't know what he meant or how he knew this, but he said, you know, the problem with Jason Garrett is that he needs to be able to relate to his black players like John Harbaugh. And trust me, Harbs was loved by all his players. They loved him. And he's tough.
I mean, Jason Garrett seems hood, you know? He seems like he's with it.
Yeah, right.
Can you imagine Jason Garrett coming in? Hey, have you guys heard the new Meek Mill album?
That's great. All right, we got 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you reach us. It is the Anthony Gargano Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk a little parks. Because, listen, I always tell you about the hometown casino, the hometown sports book, home of Cousins Corner every week. It's Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem, PA's best casino, number one casino. So here's the deal. So the Birds are here. They're 9.5 against the Giants. The total's 47. Their minus over 400 on the money line. Now, Thursday night, the Cowboys go to Chicago. Dallas is a 3-point favorite. The over-under for Thursday night is 42.5. But listen, they don't just have football. You know, they got the hoops. And we got the Sixers, Washington. Flyers last night were a great bet, right? The Fly Boys, 2,700 to win the cup. 27-1. Pat.
I might put a dollar on that.
Pat, 27-1,
man.
You
might be putting a unit on that.
You know, might be, that's right.
Maybe two.
Maybe $2.
Payday's tomorrow.
That's right. No, check it out. Parks Casino. Download the Parks app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use promo code GREEN. Get a risk-free bet for $500. Your risk-free bet refunded as account credit. Bet with the best. Parks Casino and Sportsbook online in person. Got to be 21. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, 11 o'clock hour, and the 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. It's 11:51. You listen to Cuz Radio, and joining me, my boy. My Miami partner, and of course my faithful producer forever, the bro. All right, bro.
It started off air because I came firing out of the gates at you, hot stove talk right away.
Yeah, you did. It was all about Phillies.
Yeah,
because you love Zach Wheeler.
I don't love. I think it's a good.
You're all wheeled up.
I think it's a very good.
You're
option.
Like Chris Wheeler.
I miss Wheeler.
I've got a Zach Wheeler jersey on right now.
Yeah. Jersey, please. I do miss Chris Wheeler a lot, though.
Yeah, Wheels, man. Wheels is a voice from your...
Comforting.
From our youth.
But he could read a scouting report great and give you some nice little insights and nuggets.
The Wheels!
I like the Wheels. But yeah, I mean, hot stove's starting, so I came firing at you with Zach Wheeler talk.
Why do you want Wheeler when...
I want Garrett Cole.
You should get Garrett... Exactly!
I want Garrett Cole. I think if you get Garrett Cole, you limit the amount of resources you can bring.
Why? He's Mr. Billionaire.
Because he actually has to write the check.
Mr. Cigar Magnet.
Because he actually has to write the check.
Well, he says it all the time. Stupid money. They ignored this franchise, right?
I hear you.
He wants to win. Boris wants Harper to win. He's going to do whatever he can.
Oh, yeah.
Including usher Garrett Cole right into your lap. All you got to do is write the check. So write the bleeping check, and I don't have to worry about Zach Wheeler getting hurt.
Bryce Harper was stupid money. Is being 13th overall in Major League Baseball stupid money?
No.
Because that's where they were last year.
I know.
And I don't know if I have confidence that they'll become a top five payroll team. Because I just, because any contract is likely going to push them over the luxury tax already.
So what? Comcast is giving them a sweetheart deal.
I hear you, and Arrieta will drop off, and you get that money back the following year. But I'd rather have, like, if my options are Gerrit Cole and some scrubs that hopefully pan out, or Zach Wheeler, Didi Gregorius, a veteran center fielder, and a decent bullpen arm, I'm taking option number two.
I want Gerrit Cole. I want Didi. I'll play Bone play third, Kingery play second, and I'll go get myself a veteran outfielder too.
So you're assuming that they would trade Segura? Because he's got the no trade, which gives me
hesitation. Get rid of Segura. So they're going to move Segura.
I think they are too, but I think it's not going to be as easy.
He's poison.
Well, I think that's why it's not going to be easy, because he's been on what? 14 in 6 years?
Just get rid of it. And it was funny, because everybody goes, wow, what a trade by Klentak. Nice job, Matt. You brought poison into the clubhouse.
But he is a team-friendly contract, yada, yada, yada. I just fear
team
it's going to be...
Team-friendly?
Yeah.
You don't want him around.
He could be second.
He's a loser.
I said it this morning.
He's got loser fleas.
I hear you.
He's a flea guy.
I think they're in love with the idea of Kingery as the Whit Merrifield of this team.
Whit Merrifield. Get him out. I can't take Klentak. I can't take him. The Whit Merrifield. So he can play second and he can play center.
Yep.
And he can play third.
Yep.
Dude, just play him at second.
My guess for the starting infield next year is Reese at first, Segura at second, Didi at short, Alec Boehm at third.
Yeah, I got news for you. You can't keep poisoning around.
I hear you. I'd rather move
keep
on from
poisoning around.
But if you're gonna, what are you gonna get? I mean, like, maybe you can get a pitcher. And Klentak has talked about trades. I think they likely are trying to trade Segura.
Yeah, well, good luck, dude. There's a lot of things I want.
But he's got a no trade clause. What if he doesn't?
I want Klentak out. I'm not getting my wish.
What if he's getting sent to the Royals? You think Segura's going to go, oh, yeah, send me to the Royals? He might go, nah, okay. Screw you.
Well, here's the deal. He is poison. You have to get rid of him.
I would be okay with that. But I don't know if it's going to be easy.
And you need you know, Wheeler, if you have Cole and Nola, you know.
I hear you.
I mean, T. Will saying, nah, that's not enough. That's a good start, man.
That's really good. But Wheeler's... Look, this team falls apart in the second half.
Twice he had a good second half. Two times.
Last 3 years, his second half splits 2.37 ERA.
He had the two dominant years.
Last September, 1.85 ERA. So And look, there's a rest with his injury history.
Against the Marlins. All right.
I'm just saying, it's a nice consolation prize.
How about Gerrit Cole? I don't know. World Series...
I want Gerrit Cole. Believe me, I do. I just think it's going to limit the Phillies and how much more they can bring in.
All right.
Because I want
Dina. Humor me here. Two more things, quickly.
Yeah. All right.
Why, for the last 2 years, are we talking over and over and over again about Frank Reich and John DeFilippo?
Because the offense has been lame the
last
2 years.
Okay, but wait a second. The guy in charge... is an offensive guy.
Yes.
He calls the plays. He was a quarterback's coach. He was an offense coordinator. And he played with Brett Favre and Dan Marino.
Yeah.
Why does he need Frank Reich and John DeFilippo? Why is Carson's mechanics completely off? Why is he regressed under him? Why does the offense look bad?
Because he needs a good cabinet around him.
Well, what does that mean? You're the offensive guy. I would understand it if he was a defensive coordinator.
You know why?
Like in Kansas City, Andy Reid is the offensive coordinator, calls the plays, he's nurturing Mahomes, and Spags is in charge of the defense. And once a week, Andy goes into Spags' office on Friday morning and goes, what's the game plan? And they have a 45-minute conversation.
Because he's got that Andy Reid DNA in him, and much like Andy needed Brad Childress to keep him honest with the run, Doug needs somebody to keep him honest with creativity. And
here's
money.
The one thing about the I wish he had the good DNA in him, because
he does. There is good DNA in there. I think the riskiness.
He doesn't work with when Carson look at Sunday, right? You and I, and we see Aguilar. Remember the play we saw? It was a rollout sprint, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was a 2-man route, and we said it. We were sitting next to each other. Look. Aguilar's open down the field.
Yeah.
And he forced it into Jeffrey. And he goes off the sidelines. He didn't go. He doesn't go talk to Peterson. Well, I watch Mahomes. He's going into the lap of Big Red.
Well, then that just helps the argument that he needs help. Because if Doug's too...
He shouldn't. My point is that but what does he do well as a head coach other than be like the rah-rah guy? And listen, that's a big deal.
I think his players play very hard for them.
Yeah, okay. I agree.
I think that's a big deal.
I think, and being fair, because I think he's a great leader. I do. I think he's a great leader as a coach.
Yeah, and that's a big one.
Okay. What else does he do? What does he do XNO-wise that's good?
I think he's been on the forefront of changing a trend in the NFL with fourth downs and not punting in certain situations. I think that's a real thing.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Has it not changed over the last...
Who cares about that?
Because it's stupid to punt when you're on the 35-yard line.
Okay, well,
and
whatever.
They don't do that.
Who cares about that? I'm talking about the game itself.
Well, it's an increased
understanding
chance of scoring.
X and O. Give me what he's good at. He's not a good play caller. He doesn't have great play design. What does he do? The quarterback's regressed under him.
Well, I think you need somebody like John DeFilippo in that stays on
course. He's the offensive guy.
Yeah, but the quarterback coach has responsibility.
But here's the other thing. If there's somebody out there that's better, then I think you owe it to yourself to at least look. Now, they're not going to. I'm going to preface it a million times. Doug's going to be here, probably be here through the next 5 years.
I think next year, if it went south again, the seat would get pretty warm.
And listen, I'm just saying, if we're looking at it honestly...
Well, John DeFilippo is probably going to get fired down with Doug Marrone and his staff in Jacksonville. I would bring John DeFilippo in a heartbeat to be OC. Because I think Carson Wentz, and you can't discredit it, was his best when he had DeFilippo. Because DeFilippo, everybody says, is a tactician on mechanics, footwork,
yeah, yes,
arm,
and he was on Carson's ass.
Yeah.
And he needs it.
Good.
And, you know, I agree. Let's bring him back in. I'm with you. But my point is not about... he's the offensive guy. Like, there should be responsibility.
Yeah, but if you got a bunch of stooges around you, then, like, dude, it's all a team effort, right?
No,
like,
it's not.
Like, Doug's not in the quarterback room.
Offensive guys, he should be.
With Carson going over
Andy's,
the film?
Andy is.
Going up well?
Andy's... When I tell you hands-on with Mahomes, he's hands-on with Mahomes.
I mean, Andy hasn't won. He's a great coach.
All right, you're going to give me that?
Because I mean,
Doug Peterson got lucky 1 year. He's a better coach than Andy Reid.
But we don't know for sure that he got lucky.
Come on.
We're assuming that right now it looks like maybe
it was. I mean, seriously.
We don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
I look at one guy, and you can say with all his flaws you want, the guy knows quarterbacks, and the guy knows offense. He does. He nurtures quarterbacks.
Andy. Yeah, I think Doug can be too, but John...
What has he done? That's my frustration.
Well, that's why
he hasn't done anything with Wentz.
That's why I think...
The only success he had was with Foles.
He needs more support around him.
And he didn't even call the real play. Foles calls the play.
Carson Walsh, gone. Get out of here. You have wide receivers.
I don't know why you need to take the onus off of Peterson.
Because there's so much failure all around. There's so much you have to... Doug's not going anywhere.
He's the offensive guy.
Yes.
He deserves the blame.
And that's why we're having these conversations. But I think you have to supplement him with better help.
Okay, but why are you so steadfast as to not replace him? Not even think about replacing him?
Because he's not going anywhere. That's
not realistic. I agree with you. I already prefaced that. But this is not them. This is you.
Because he's won.
So what? Brian Billick won too. Is he Belichick? No.
No, nobody's Belichick.
No. Well, the point is, there's a lot of guys that won that stepped into doo-doo.
Okay, well, when you bring the first Super Bowl title ever in 52 years, you deserve...
Really?
A chance to get it right.
All right. Well, then you're going to languish.
Bring John DeFilippo in here and have him ride Carson Wentz's ass.
So why he's the savior? Why don't you make him the coach then?
Well, Carson, why did Carson? I mean, you know their relationship was somewhat tumultuous, right?
It was a lot tumultuous. I know it very well.
Because
yes.
John DeFilippo drove his ass
exactly.
on proper mechanics and technique.
Yes.
And Doug should be doing that. But who's the quarterback coach? Oh, Press Taylor, the next genius coming up.
Yeah, but again, you're again.
But he's the one that's drilling. He's the drill sergeant. Every day.
I don't know. Where did Doug got pictures of you? It's 12:03. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.